producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-99-DR-JOY. Rose, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. First, I just wanted to say I love you. You're my favorite.
Well, yeah, I think you're adorable
as
well.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I've talked to you a few times before, and you always help me, and I need help again.
Okay.
Long story short, I've lost almost 100 pounds. I've kept it off for a year, which has been no easy task.
Good
every
for
day.
You, kiddo. Good for you.
Yeah, every day is every day is just another, just one day at a time.
Good for you. How did you do it?
Yeah. And I have lately been struggling. I'll be up 5 pounds and then down 3, and then it's just been wobbling around to the point where I had actually gained 10 pounds back.
Oops.
Oh, my goodness, when I saw that, immediately went to action and I got it off. But I'm just having a really, really, really hard time with it. And what I've...
Okay.
For me, I think that any sort of stress-related thing makes me want to say, forget it. You know what? I want to eat whatever I want. I don't always want to actually eat.
Yeah, I got it.
Am I making any sense?
Okay. Absolutely. All right, let me back you up a little bit, sugar. How old are you?
I am 38.
Okay, single or married?
Married. Happy married. 3 teenage children.
Okay, so you are a young mom.
Yes.
Okay. How did you lose the 100 pounds?
Diet and exercise, and actually advice from you. I heard you on the air saying write it down before you eat it, and I started doing that. And when I do that is when it stays on track.
Okay. All right,
when I have a day where I go, I'm not going to write it down. Well.
All right. So let's review what we know. All right. We know that you can do it. We know that you know how to do it. We know that you're going to have lapses. I would view all of that as normal. The 10 pounds, I agree with you. The 2 to 3 pounds, if I weigh myself at night before I go to bed and I weigh myself in the morning when I wake up, there's almost always, I could calculate, it's always between 3 and 5 pounds difference. So that's everybody, all right? And part of what you get to figure out, my darling, is what's normal and what's not. And because you had an eating disorder, essentially, we now have to kind of adjust you to the fact that, I agree, 10 pounds, I think, is a warning sign, but it sounds like you took it off fairly quickly. So let's figure out a bunch of things. Number one, that as you get older, you're going to put on a little bit more weight inevitably. The question is, what's tolerable? And that may be more a matter of... your clothing, I certainly don't want to turn you into an anorexic. And as someone said, after 30, you can have a great face or a great butt, but not both. So that, and if you see women in their 40s or their 50s who are very thin, they look in their 60s and 70s. So part of what Mother Nature does to us, that little Dickens, is everybody's going to put on a little more weight, all right? So I don't want you to view that aging as the enemy. I want you to view staying healthy, feeling like you're in control of your eating, but understand that over the next decade you may put on 5 pounds. But if you know how to get rid of the 5, as I said, a decade ago I could have lost 10 pounds in a week. Now it takes me a month, which I'm not crazy about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just it's, and I can either. But everybody's metabolism slows down, so there's really not anything to be done about that. And cursing things that are inevitable seems to me a glorious waste of time and energy. So, number one, I just want to give you those two things. First of all, it is normal for your weight to fluctuate a little bit. Number two, as you get older, your weight's going to go up just a little bit. But you're going to determine how much is okay. Let's get then to the real issue here, which is you know how to lose weight. You know when you put weight on, so what are you going to do about it? And the deal is that you, like everybody else, is much more disciplined when your life is going well. It's much harder to get up and go to work. It's much harder to get up and go exercise. Much harder to eat broccoli rather than donuts when you're feeling stressed. And all of us, I would argue, are stress eaters because that's the first way any of us learn to deal with anxiety or fear or loneliness when we're babies. We holler, somebody feeds us. So understand that you come from a long human tradition of this, and the question is, what do you do? And you, my dear, have learned exactly how to do it, which is the expediency of just writing it down. And so when you're having a stress day, when you know that the boss is in, or you can't find your car, or you got up 15 minutes late, or your kids stayed out all night and you didn't know where they were, understand that get up, brush your teeth, get out your notebook. Because if, as you understand that I can deal with the stress, not only will you be able to deal with the eating stress, you'll be able to deal with the stress in general because it will give you a sense of mastery. The problem about how you set it up now is not that you're any different than the rest of us and that you eat when you're stressed, but because of your particular history, that when you're stressed and don't write stuff down and eat more, that double stresses you. So what you're going to know is write it down. And if I'm having a stress day, and you probably have the symptoms, that I didn't get enough sleep, that my kids are driving me crazy, that the boss, whatever, and just decide today's the day that I'm going to start off writing it down. And not only will you be in control of your eating, you'll be in control of the stress much more so than not. Okay? So don't
view. How do you get so much? You nailed it on so many levels, and I feel like I hardly told you anything.
Well, okay. Thank you. That's kind of my job, but thank you. So,
yeah,
but
you're right on.
But you really nailed
it.
Go ahead.
I feel like I've gotten better. I used to, if I didn't write breakfast down, I'd be like, forget it, I'm not writing the rest of it down. And then I stopped that because it's never too late to start.
Yep. Exactly. And not only is it not too late, but you will have a sense of mastery that you will not have if you don't do it. So just, and you know, I probably even keep a notebook in several different places, maybe one by my toothbrush. So when I brush my teeth in the morning, I start with...
Indeed. I don't know. I think we actually talked with that person last week, but that's all right. I'm a great fan, as you know, of writing things down, of making sure, because it's a different pathway than when we talk. And all of us have been talking a lot longer than we've been writing or even reading. And so the combination of writing something down and then rereading it, of having to conceptualize it, of using that particular motor pathway, is a different concept. And I know more and more, you know, in the old days when we used to say that people who talk to themselves were nuts, to use a psychological term, and that was never true, that people who talk to themselves quite often lived alone, were not used to hearing their own voice, sort of kept themselves company. The idea, that concept came from the idea that you weren't talking to yourself, you were talking back to yourself. In other words, you were talking to voices that only you could hear. So that was the idea, is that not that the talking itself was the problem, but that you were actually hearing voices that you were then answering. And that was a sign of mental deterioration, including schizophrenia. Now, when you walk down the street and someone's talking to themselves, you just figure that they're on a phone that you can't see, right? They have a headpiece that you can't actually see very well.
The old Bluetooth. But
the old Bluetooth, yeah. I mean, at some point, somebody is actually going to make a cell phone that you can actually hear on. But it certainly hasn't happened yet. It will revolutionize the industry. I know that they get better cameras and retina scans, and you can download your movies quicker, and you can get your email faster, but you still cannot hear a phone call. You still, which means everybody talks so loud that you can hear the most intimate details of everybody's life.
Yeah.
And that people have really, who is that? Over the weekend, somebody was trying to set up some time to get together over next weekend. We're sitting down, they're texting, and it got very complicated. And I actually picked up the phone and called this person and said, can we talk about this? And she started laughing. I thought, you know, both of us are sitting here on a telephone. You know, we're just using our phone as a typewriter.
Yeah.
And you know, trying to negotiate, why don't you pick up the phone and talk? And, of course, now I still don't know what we're doing because she said, well, I have to check back with you. And so I'm put in the position of having to text her back and say, well, are we on or not? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. This is Ellen Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-347-2410. That's 800-347-2410. 800-347-2410. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so Manny, we got some, we put on Facebook, what, have you ever... What's been your experience with domestic violence? Is that what we said? Something
yeah.
like that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So what do we got?
Well, we've got an interesting, we've got a couple of them already, but the first one is from Brian. He says, when I was 16, I was at my buddy's birthday party, and this girl showed up with a black eye. Everyone is like, what happened? She said that her boyfriend did it. later on that night, her boyfriend showed up, and I was like, you like to hit people? Why don't you try and hit me?
Whoa.
He ran away, and then his girlfriend got mad at me and started hitting me.
Oh. Well, listen, I got to tell you, good for you, number one. But what you experience is not terribly unusual, and which sort of can give you a little bit more sympathy for Jenny Rice today, is that, you know, it's very easy to blame the victim and say, you know, how could she stay with him? How could she marry him once this had happened? But, you know, that she loses a marriage, the father to her child, her celebrity, presumably not in, small paycheck, assuming he ever gets hired by anybody else. And I'm sure that he has some loot that's still around. I mean, it's not an easy decision, and it's very easy to blame the victims. I think it's really important not to do that. But good for you for standing up. It's one of the reasons why police officers hate domestic violence calls, is you're just as likely to get pounced upon by the victim as by the perpetrator. I mean, it's a real mess, and it is something that we're really not looking at very carefully. And one of the things I didn't mention in the statistics is that part of the domestic violence is not only men against women, but it's men against men, especially in gay relationships, which have a higher than average, as do lesbian relationships, interestingly enough, have a higher than usual incidence of domestic violence. And I had a friend who was in a gay relationship. And his partner, him, showed up one day at work, just like your friend, except that they were grown-ups. Nobody was 16 at the time. And I would not go over to their house anymore. And I said, look, you have to make whatever arrangements you have to make, but I really can't condone this. And you may be the most irritating human being who's ever put shoe leather to concrete, but doesn't give him or anybody else an excuse to hit you. It's not okay. And I could never deal with him. I couldn't deal with the two of them. And had some, you know, and I think it does influence your relationship about the person who is being victimized as well. Because what you want to say is, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you letting yourself be used as a punching bag? And it is simple, but it's not necessarily easy. That there are all sorts of factors, major which is economic. And as Manny pointed out earlier in the discussion, that, and I pointed out to John this morning when I did the interview, is that we know in economically stressful times that a man losing his job puts everybody at risk, including, because there's a frustration, there's a sense of impotence, and when people feel that they're not getting their due, they look for someone to take it out on. And the person closest at hand. And of course, the children, even who are not necessarily the victim initially, are in fact victimized by that. If you grew up in a situation where your dad beat up on your mom, as a male, you're more likely to beat up on your woman. And as a woman, you're more likely to not only pick a man who'll beat up on you, but to allow him to beat on you. That if you're in a situation of domestic violence and you really love that person, the best thing you can do for them, not to mention yourself and your children, is to get out. That doesn't mean you have to get out permanently, but without some kind of intervention. And I'm not necessarily talking about the law, because the law really doesn't have very good answers. Put people in jail. I mean, what does that do? Teach you to be a better criminal. But the therapy of understanding. I've told the story before of when I had my TV program of two young African American men who wrote and said, "Can you help us? That, you know, that we beat our women." And they both came on the program, and the one in particular I remember, he was really articulate, and he came on the program and he said, I said, "Well, why do you hit her?" And he said, "Well, she's just so irritating," and I got in his face. And I, you could watch, he was bouncing his leg on his knee, you know, when guys put their knee and it was bouncing his foot, and you could watch his blood pressure, you could literally watch his blood pressure rise, and he was getting more and more agitated. And I finally stopped. I didn't really have any particular need to get smacked. I said, "Look, you don't know me. what you do know me like. You ask me for your help, for some help. You respect me. We don't have a history together. And you're ready to pop me one. So you have to understand, it's not about her. It's about your response to frustration when you're not, when things aren't going the way you want them to. And if I can watch these symptoms, you can feel them, you can be aware of them, and you can stop them, or you can move out of the situation. You can literally, I mean, I watched your foot begin to bounce. I watched your blood pressure go up. I watched your heart rate go up. I watched your breathing go up. And if you can, if I can see those, you can feel them. And if you can feel them, you can stop them. And you can walk away. You can say, I'll come back in a minute. You can do square breathing. You can do whatever you want. So this doesn't come out of nowhere. And once you understand that, you can do something about it. It's a really complicated issue. Well, it's really not. It's just multi-layered. All the layers are simple. But staying with a man who beat you up is not doing yourself or him or your children any favors. And usually women leave when he starts hurting the kids, because somehow their maternal instinct, not always, but often, will override their sense of neediness and dependence. And that Stockholm syndrome is a real phenomenon that you identify with a stronger person. So that you identify, well, the kids really needed it, or he's just disciplining them, or, you know, it's a tough world out there. And all of that is just nonsensical justification for one human being pounding on another. And the lesson is learned very early on, is bigger people can hit little people. And it's not a valuable lesson. And again, that it's easy to look at the Rice family and say, wow, you know, he really needs to sort of get some help, which I think he does, as does she, as maybe does the mom. And what does it mean to stand by your kid who's just gotten beat up publicly by her boyfriend and then husband and the father of your grandchildren?
That's something you don't really, you know, I mean, it's, I don't want to say it's something you don't normally see, because I think we've seen situations like that before, but it's just, it's really,
well, it makes
disturbing.
You suspicious of what their experience was.
Right.
And how much this was a part of what they have come to expect in their lives. But, you know, again, I think I think the NFL should have a standing rule that anybody who's been convicted of any felon can't play, period. Because this doesn't start at the NFL. This has been going on since these kids were young, and certainly junior high school and high school. And somebody has to say, it's not the American way. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I am telling you, there's paint cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what it is, 855-993-7569. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, Karen?
Well, it's the holiday season, and...
Yep.
And so we have a lot of family get-togethers, and so the scene was that my I have twin boys that are five, and we were at my aunt's, or their aunt's house, my sister-in-law, and so I'm just wondering, like, for in terms of discipline, how much, I mean, I'm just... There was a situation, a specific situation that happened.
Okay.
That I sort of got pulled into, and then I didn't have all the facts, so let me just, if I can just tell you what the situation was,
I guess. Absolutely. Go ahead. Sure.
So we were at her, my sister-in-law's house, and there was a pool table downstairs and a ping pong table on top of it. So the boys were playing downstairs, and they were with their cousin, and then my husband went down there and they were playing nice. And then all of a sudden, my son came upstairs because he's crying and he's upset, and then all of a sudden my sister-in-law went back downstairs, and my sister-in-law's down there. And so, you know, he's like got his ears covered and he's upset and he's not listening. And so I said, well, what happened? And she said, well, they were taking the balls on the pool table when they lifted the ping pong table off. And so they were hitting the balls against the pool table, and they were going to fly off and hit the, you know, the wall or whatever. And we told them not to do it, and they kept doing it. So I said, okay. And she said, and he's not listening to me, and he's going to sit here with me and listen to me about the rules. And I said, oh. And I said, okay. But he's got his ears covered because he said, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. So I went upstairs to talk to my husband, who had gone upstairs, and he said to me, we were playing on the pool table with the balls, you know, and they were just throwing them back and forth, and, you know, we were having a nice game like that because they're little. And I said, well, apparently the rules are that you're not supposed to do that. So you've just showed him that that's what they can do, and he's getting in trouble for it now. So, you know, so anyway, it was kind of a mess. And so I'm just trying to figure out, like, I mean, what do you do in a situation like that when...
Fair enough. All right. First of all, I think unsupervised five-year-olds in anybody's house are going to spell trouble because there are two of them, and as you know, they will incite one another, and they will figure out ways to be destructive, not because they're bad kids, but just because there are two of them and they're five that no one has ever thought of, whether it means seeing if the goldfish can really reach the ceiling, or seeing if the toilet, you know, how much toilet paper you can actually put down the toilet, or seeing how long it takes to fill up the sink if you put a washcloth over the door. I mean, they will, just because part of it is the escape from parents, and part of it is somebody else's house that are always going to have their own rules. Does your sister-in-law have kids?
She has a son who's 16, so he was sort of with them.
Well, it would seem to me that one of the things to do going forward about this, mm-hmm. it doesn't sound like anybody hit anybody, so that's a good thing.
Right.
I think what we probably need to do is, when we're in anybody else's house, find out what the rules are to begin with and just say, okay, what are the rules downstairs? And that's a perfectly good way of doing it so that everybody knows up front. It's not to say that that will completely offset any possibility of wrongdoing, but at least everybody knows what the deal is then.
Right.
And that way, if your sister-in-law had said, all right, we don't put the cat in the microwave, and the kids had put the goldfish in the microwave, then the kids with great legitimacy could have said, well, but you said the cat. And so, and believe it or not, that will actually clarify things. So the first thing I think you do when you're at somebody else's house is say, what are the rules? The second thing to do is to deal with your kids about it and say, look, pretend we're in a museum. We don't touch things without asking. And if there's any question, come and ask us. I think the third thing to deal with your five-year-olds is when an adult talks to you, you may not like it, but you have to look at them in the face and you have to listen, because that's just good manners. And if your kid's doing that with your sister-in-law, he's doing it at school, he's doing it with a babysitter, he's doing it with a Sunday school teacher.
He does it with me, though.
Yeah, so we know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So this is not an okay thing to behave. But I think going forward, that your sister, part of it is whoever has the youngest kid should probably have the party at their house, because the kids are going to be less destructive at their own house, or the parents are going to be much more comfortable about it. Taking young kids to somebody else's house is asking for trouble. It really is. So I think while your kids are young, that one of the possibilities is, because saying, and especially for like Thanksgiving dinner, which goes on endlessly, especially from a kid's point of view, that it's just too long to expect kids to behave. And if you're going to do that, what I would do in the future going forward is either have parties at your house, or take a babysitter with you who knows the kids, whose only job is to watch the kids. And Thanksgiving's a little harder, but you can probably find somebody who's willing for vast amounts of money to watch your kids. Because realistically, your kids could be the best behaved children on the face of the earth, but given like 5 or 6 hours in somebody else's house where they're bored out of their minds, they're going to figure out something that that the hostess doesn't like. And and the same thing with animals, the same thing with babies. The Thanksgiving, I mean, that's why people have open houses, so you can come, you can go. But Thanksgiving is a sit down. Everybody's going to eat too much. Everybody's had too much to drink. I mean, it's asking for trouble. In this particular case, you know, it sounds like there was really not much harm, not much foul. I think your kid putting his hands over his ears is probably the gist of what's going to come out of this. Dad sort of got involved in being a little stupid without asking. But the real issue, the thing that really sort of torched it was your son putting his hands over his ears.
Is there anything you can?
Pardon?
Is there anything you can do? I can do to help him to stop doing that. I mean,
I think what you're going to have to do is say, listen, when you do that, I don't know what the punishment reward system is, but I know it's hard to have somebody yell at you and tell you that you did something wrong, and none of us want to hear that, but it's the only way we get bigger and stronger, and you have to do that. When you put your hands over your ears, I'm going to walk away from you, and we're going to, because sooner or later you have to hear what I'm going to say. And so it may mean that you have, and I wouldn't send a kid to his room for it, because most kids' rooms look like Disney World. But that, that you can't come down to dinner, or basically that you can't do that, because I'm going to walk away from you when you do it. And understand, when he does that, he gets all sorts of secondary benefits, because you stick with him. You yell at him, but you're still sticking with him. He's taking time away from his dreaded brother. So what you have to do is walk away from him, tell him you're going to walk away from him, that you're not going to deal with him until he can come. And you know, it's not much fun to hear that somebody's not very happy with you, but he has to listen. And when he does listen, when he's a big boy and he does listen, that he gets a gold star for listening, and then we'll deal with whatever the punishment is. Because he's doing it, this is going to irritate the daylights out of everybody. School, Sunday school teachers, you, his aunt, and he's basically saying, la, 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 I don't have to listen. And he does have to listen. Yeah.
Well, and so we have to get rid of that. And that's what I was trying to tell my sister-in-law, though. I was trying to tell her that right now, I mean, he was sitting there, but I said, right now he's getting a huge amount of attention for doing this. And so I'm walking away. And she said, you can't walk away. You can't walk away. He needs to listen. He needs to do this. And I said, you're giving him a huge amount of attention right now.
But the time to sort of, other people are probably not going to be as concerned with your child rearing techniques. You're absolutely right. But first of all, he doesn't care hugely about his aunt's, his aunt's attention. He cares about yours. And you can say to him, I think that what you say to her is, look, come with me and I'll discipline him about this. And you could have just had her leave. And, because he really got everybody, didn't he?
He did, he got every single person in the house.
Yeah, and that's the real problem, is that it was an incredibly successful technique. And I think what you're going to do is you're going to call your sister-in-law today and say, here's the deal. I just called Brad about this. And understand that he got attention from you, attention from me. And so when it happens in the future, what you can say to him is, okay, and here, with twins, you've got this huge advantage. You've got this huge leverage of just say, okay, the twin that you hit gets an extra piece of pie. Bingo, you've got him. All right, and that's what you can do. You can explain to your sister-in-law that that's the thing to do in the future, is that don't give him the secondary gain. Give the other kid something, and you can use that as well. Okay, when you do that, I'm going to go spend time with your brother.
Perfect. Okay.
All right, let's try it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Debbie, you will be next. Hang on for me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Debbie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, kiddo.
I am trying to help my son to not be like me.
you've got a head start. He's a guy. Good on you on that one. I don't know how you manage that one, but good start.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll give you a little bit of background. My husband and I have been married for 9.5 years. Our son is 8.5, only son, only child. He is a worrier.
Yeah.
And I've called before, actually, about something, but this is related to what I called about before. He was worried at one time and still continues to worry every once in a while about people coming into our house, and he's very extreme with the way that he thinks about all that. We put bells on our doors in order to help curb that, and that seemed to do the trick for a little bit. But he overthinks. Well, I don't know if he overthinks, but he really thinks hard about things. But I'm the same way. And he worries a lot for an eight-year-old. I'll give you another example. He, in grade two, he's in the third grade. In the second grade, he was very worried about going to the third, which is common for him. He never wants to go to the next. He likes things to stay the same. But he was worried about, there's a program that they do in the third grade. It's four times out of the year they do this. It's called Swim to Survive. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just getting the kids to have, you know, the basic
skills. Basic water skills.
Yeah, basic stuff. He's an okay swimmer. He can do it, but he's got two things. He can't do it perfectly because he likes to do, if he can't do it, he doesn't want to do it at all. Like, if he can't do it well, he doesn't want to do it at all. He also doesn't want to get dressed, undressed and dressed in front of people, which we kind of thought we solved, you know, go into a stall and do it that way. But I mean, he will cry and worry about this, and that was from the second grade, and he carried it for 8 months.
What do you do when he cries?
Well, we talk about just, you know,
let me help you. When he cries, we need to divide this into two separate components. One is not so much to say what bothers you, because then he's going to, that's watering his anxieties. Well, this could happen. Say, what's worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that could possibly happen? Because then you're already going, we're skipping all the intermediate steps. We're going to worst case. Okay, you could drown. So what do you think's going to, how could you drown with somebody else there? What do you think would happen?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so go, number one, directly the worst case, and then, okay, what's the solution for that? And cut out all the middle. Because if you ask him, well, what could happen, and he takes those baby steps getting to the catastrophe, all that's done is, it's depending on which metaphor we want to use, we either have oiled the slippery slope, or we've made steps so that it's very easy to get to the terribleness. So just go directly to the terribleness, what's the worst case scenario? But that's different than his reaction, which is crying. Walk away from the crying. Because he's got to learn to bring himself under control better than that. And until he does...
He's not the crying fitty kind of... It's not that. It was, I'll do anything, you know, I will stay home and I will work, you know, my husband...
No, but that's not the issue. I mean, that doesn't help anything. That just allows whatever is scaring him to scare him more. That's the boogeyman approach, which is, if we don't look and we pretend it's not there, then it won't scare us. And, of course, what that does is makes us more frightened, not less frightened. We have to turn the light on, and you can explain that to him. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to get you a Darth Vader magic Obi-Wan Kenobi truth saver or something. So you can shake it out, and let's see what could really go on here. Let's look into the future and see what could really happen, and then let's figure out how we're going to fix it. Because he needs to go to worst-case scenario and then deal with it. And the crying just allows him to stay right where he is in that sort of well-watered, literally and figuratively, bed of anxieties. It will work for you too, honey. So when you sort of... So let's get back to the Debbie-ness. What's the thing that you're most worried about now?
Finances.
Okay. What specifically about finances?
It's been a constant... Kind of
no, we need
life.
To be, all right, here's the first rule of dealing with anxiety. You got to tether it to reality. Otherwise, it will become literally free-floating anxiety, which will scare the living daylights out of you and water and change everything. So you can't say things like it's ongoing or in general. It has to be specific of we're not going to have the $3.84 I need to pay the paper boy today. That you can deal with. The idea of, well, we have money and there's never enough, or we never have enough money, and what if he loses? I mean, you can't do that. So by definition, you have to deal with anxieties in very specific ways. Paper and pencil can be very helpful about this. Of, okay, well, I've got a short-term anxiety, which is, do I have enough change to give him for lunch today? Well, then we can deal with that. Am I going to have enough money to pay the electric bill by Friday? Well, what is the electric bill? What are my options here? Are we going to lose the house? I mean, I know talking about these things can make your stomach hurt, but it'll hurt a lot less, and you're not going to be awake at 4 o'clock in the morning if you have very specific questions, because then you can get very specific answers. Even if you're not crazy about the answers, they're at least specific and at least tell you what to do next. And you can learn that technique and pass it on to him. So the deal about the swimming thing is, okay, what's the worst that can happen? I'm not going to pass the test. What happens if you don't pass the test? Well, I have to take it again. How soon do you have to take it? Have you passed the test before? Do you want to practice? I mean, you can see if you've got a very specific concern, then you can deal with it. As long as it's, I don't want to go to school, I'll do anything not to, all we're doing is avoiding it, then it's going to get larger and larger and larger. It's like a Macy's Thanksgiving balloon. And the same thing with you. You need to get in the habit of, because anxiety is basically saying, I can't, right?
For me, it's not that, maybe it is, but I just look at the what if, and he does the same thing.
But the what if is I can't. I can't deal with whatever it is. That's where you have the anxiety, right? The mastery is, this is the problem. This is the solution. When we come to the problem, here are my options. I can exercise. I mean, if A doesn't work, I can go to B. If B doesn't work, I can go to C. There are always options. What people are anxious, they're feeling, is overwhelmed that there are no options. They feel that they're impotent, that they are caught, that they're stuck. And you're not.
Yeah.
See if you can give me
as I try not to display that to him, am I doing that anyway?
Probably. Well, and part of it, look, maybe genetic, that we, you know, we pass along all sorts of interesting things in our DNA. But the issue is not, did you give it to him? The issue is not, is it contagious? The issue is, as you learn to deal with it, you're going to be better able to help him deal with it. So it doesn't make any difference what you passed along or didn't pass along. The issue is, what you need to pass along now is, it's not like you gave him a cold. It's like you need to show him where the Kleenex is. Horrible metaphor, but you get the point.
I do, and I try so hard to...
Well, but right, here's your homework assignment, all right? Your homework assignment, you're worried about money. I want you to sit down with a paper and pencil right now, as soon as we're off the air, which will be in about 30 seconds, and I want you to write down specific, and then you and I are going to talk tomorrow. I'll put you on with Matt, and so we can either call you, you can call us, and I'll go through it with you, because if I can teach you to do it, you can teach him to do it, and then we're going to have a much calmer household. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.